flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Red Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune. Long time contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Aturo Hotline. Aturo, your all-weather tire.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you got the story, buddy. You've got all the stories. What do we make of the coaching staff as it's currently constituted? Be interesting to hear what the coordinators have to say today.
Yeah, you're going to have all three coordinators chat a little bit later on today. I think it's like 11 o'clock. So, you know, Declan Doyle to be able to kind of talk about his fast rise and how he views the role and challenges that are going to come with it. Dennis Allen on, maybe how his philosophy will mesh with some of the players that are currently on the roster. And then Richard Hightower, of course, could address how that unit improved during the second half of the season. I think the Bears consistently got better on special teams this past year.
That's an interesting take. We'll get back to that in a moment. I want to know what you think about what they're looking for at the offensive line position, because you look at Dan Roshar, you look at Justin Fry from Ohio State, Joe Rudolph seems to be in the mix. When you go to the college game to find your solution for your offensive line coach, what are they looking for, Brad?
You're looking for a teacher, right? Ultimately, what's a coach? A coach is a teacher. I think you're looking for someone who can develop what's going to be a new group. And That's a big hire. A lot of people tell you that the offensive line coach is the most important position coach, maybe the, you know, third most important guy on the staff for a head coach, because we all know if you're not playing well in the trenches, it's going to be difficult to win, certainly difficult to win consistently. And it's interesting because you get college coaches interviewing for not just Bears jobs now, but that's happened for some of the other teams in this cycle now. And it seems like the names get out a lot easier than they did previously, right? And I, you know, some people would speculate that that's because in some instances, and I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form this applies to the Bears, but in some instances, people feel college coaches attempt to leverage NFL interest for more pay from the schools. Because 5-10 years ago, you didn't hear about college guys interviewing for jobs,
right?
Unless they got the job, right? Hey. The Bears are hiring a cornerbacks coach. He's from the University of pick your school.
Right.
You didn't hear about candidates that interviewed for jobs and didn't get them.
I'm curious, Brad, when we talk about Richard Hightower, why was he retained? I mean, just because he's like seemingly the only guy that's coming back. We saw a couple. I know you had a list of about five guys. Two of them got jobs with Flusi yesterday in Dallas. Is Hightower the only guy coming back, and why?
That unit got better as the season went on. I think they ranked fifth or sixth in DVOA. They were easy top 10 in rankings that John Bonamago, who was a coordinator for a long time, compiles on a weekly basis. I haven't seen the Rick Goslin stuff yet this year, but they made a jump there at the end of the year, and you saw the punter improved. I mean, Cairo Santos has been pretty consistent guy for them for a long time, but they had some core guys, and some of them were younger players that played pretty well for him in terms of coverage and those types of things. So I believe there's value in having a coach that's on the roster that can kind of let the new coaches know, hey, this is what the experience is with this guy. Here's what he does well. Here's what he hasn't done well. Like, they were interested in Darren Rizzi, mm-hmm. and Rizzi had a whole bunch of opportunities, or a few anyway. Seems like those have dwindled. If he doesn't get the Saints job, which most people are reporting is likely to go to Kellen Moore, the Eagles offensive coordinator after the Super Bowl, in which case you would figure that Rizzi would wind up reuniting with Sean Payton with the Denver Broncos, which is where I think most people have figured Rizzi was going to land all along.
I don't want to speak for everybody, Brad, but I think the head-scratching element of the Hightower coming back is that the misses were pretty high-profile misses, and the blocked field goal operation when you don't make a change and you thought, well, that's obvious that you're going to make a change, and they didn't, and it was a failed process. And I thought sometimes when you have things like that happen, you cost you your job. Matt Eberflus, Exhibit A. So I think that's the surprise, as much as I understand why you want a holdover coach, maybe to bridge the gap and transition and all those things. It just was a little bit of a surprise that he would be the guy that's coming back.
I can understand that, because they had high-profile special teams errors in the middle of that season. There's no question about that. But Hightower's been doing it a long time, and they obviously believe he will be able to keep them at a high level to start next season. The only other guy I think right now that's got a shot at returning is probably Jim Dray, the tight ends coach. He, I think, could be in the mix. Is he definitely coming back? I don't know that. These things are really fluid, and – it moves fast, and coaches can feel like they're in a good spot to that they're going to get an offer from a team or a head coach 1 hour, and 3 hours later it can be completely different. Like, this, no, the job's not there anymore. You're not the guy for it. So we'll see. They continue working to put this together, and you would think that certainly by this time next week, the Bears would have probably the majority of that staff for Ben Johnson filled out.
Do we know what kind of defense Dennis Allen is going to run? In other words, I think we have an understanding of what his background is and where he came from, and he's got a lot of that Greg Williams kind of, you know, assault stuff going on. But so you're changing from a cover two. Does that change what you're looking for in terms of a three technique? Does it change what you're looking for at your linebacker position? I'm just curious how you feel. They're going to play a lot of man coverage, which is great for Jalen Johnson. He will be featured. What do you think those kind of – what do you expect him to say today when asked those questions?
Yeah, I don't think he's – Dennis Allen's been a head coach twice.
Yeah.
So I would guess he's going to talk and not give you a whole lot of specifics. He's probably going to defer to the general manager and the head coach. But you raise a good question, and these are things maybe the Bears are still going to find out moving forward when you get – sort of the profile that the coordinator has for each position. You know, what does the defensive end look like in a perfect world? What kind of measurables is he looking for in his linebackers? You know, because yes. Obviously, I think one of the first thing you want in your linebackers is instincts, right? And everybody's going to want that, but are they a little bigger? Are they a little smaller? So, but I think he'll be buttoned up on that. I don't see him sharing the grand plan, but it's going to be interesting. They're going to stay in a 43, and a lot of their guys would have fit for a move to a 34, which is it's a little bit overblown because teams are in 40 front so much with sub packages and nickel that you're not looking at that big of a difference. But as much focus as there is on the offense and the need to build around Caleb Williams and the need for them to improve the offensive line, they've got to get better defensively because outside of that red zone defense, which was highly ranked this past season, was excellent, they really dropped off and dramatically so in some other key metrics. So the run defense was really poor. Yards per pass attempt allowed was really poor. The pass rush in terms of sacks per pass attempt wasn't bad at all, believe it or not. But I don't know that you'd say their pass rush passed the eye test most weeks. So they've got to get better there as well.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Well,
so, Brad, we know about Declan Doyle, 28-year-old, coaching prodigy that we'll hear from later today as the offensive coordinator. But last night also, it looks like Ben Johnson added grizzled veteran 37-year-old Press Taylor to the offensive staff as the passing game coordinator. Now, they didn't overlap, but Zach Taylor, Press's brother, did coach with Ben Johnson in Miami for about three or four seasons. What do you know about that relationship, and how surprised were you that they added a passing game coordinator?
I'm not surprised they added a passing game coordinator. That's kind of standard on most staffs now. Mm. And it's really remarkable how large some of these coaching staffs have grown. But I think you see more teams that have that now than don't. And it's sort of this vague title because it sounds like he's in charge of something, but really we all know Ben Johnson's going to be in charge of both the passing game and the running game. But he's a guy that's been around an awful long time, was in Philadelphia for quite a while when they had a lot of success, and he worked with Doug Peterson there. You know, it wasn't too long ago you heard his name as a potential candidate as head coach. Now, I don't think there's been any steam behind his name for that kind of job here in a little bit. But when he was rising in Philadelphia and went from a QC coach to an assistant quarterbacks coach to a quarterbacks coach, and the Eagles were really winning, that's something that you kind of heard, like, hey, this guy could be on the track to that. Whether or not he can get back onto that, I don't know. But he's another guy that, they're going to have a young staff. It ought to be high energy, and we'll see ultimately kind of how it comes together.
You know, they have talked about this idea of sort of, you know, going down to the studs on different things they're doing. We've asked you about the offensive line before. When you think about, you know, and even if it's just guard to guard, as we've talked about, they got five guys headed to some form of free agency. Will they re-sign one of their own? Do you think there's anybody among that group? And, you know, we know who they are, Tevin Jenkins, Matt Pryor. Is there
Coleman
anybody?
Shelton's a free
Coleman
agent,
Shelton,
yeah.
He started every game, but he was on a one-year deal too. And I think just when you look at Larry Borum, when you go through those names, is there anyone that you would have back, even as a depth piece, or is it more looking elsewhere because it didn't work out?
Yeah, you bring up a good question because they need to improve their talent significantly, and they also need bodies because they had so many guys coming out of contract on the offensive line. So I think in the big picture, it's probably a blessing with them wanting to get better talent on the offensive line. It's not like they've got to cut guys that are making too much money to create space. Like Nate Davis already got himself cut, so yeah, he's gone. Of the pending free agents, in my opinion, the guy with a potential opportunity to be re-signed is Matt Pryor. And not as a starter, right? You're not gonna pay him to come back and man the fort at right guard like he did this past season. But you look at what he did, and he was third on the team in terms of offensive linemen and snaps. He played more than 1,000 snaps. He started 15 games. He could be kind of the super utility guy, and that you could put him out there at tackle or guard. So you're talking about a player that could, in a pinch, if needed, play four of the five spots for you on the offensive line. I think he expressed interest in putting down some roots. I would imagine you could get something reasonable done with him, but they don't have an offensive line coach yet, so they haven't even jumped into the process of taking a look at the players that were on the roster that they potentially could consider to bring back But they need to get better, like 1-9 in terms of offensive linemen. And if Pryor's your 7 as opposed to being like your 3 this past year,
yeah,
you're probably in a better spot. But again, that's something that I think the new coaching staff is going to need to take some time to go through the tape, meet as a group, meet with the personnel staff, and sort of craft a plan from there.
Same will be true for the skill position players, I think. And you just don't know what assumptions that we're making now, if they will agree with some of those assumptions. We think we know that Cole Kmet is a guy that is in the middle of your passing game and should be targeted more than he has been, and other things about maybe DeAndre Swift or one of the wide receivers, but we don't have to go too far back. We know Bears history. We know that Mike Martz came in here, and next thing you know, they're trading Greg Olsen and regretted it forever. And I just wonder if there's somebody like that, Brad, on this roster that we're assuming that is going to be a contributor to the 2025 team that they may look at very differently.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, that was an all-time fun scoop to get, the Greg Olsen thing. That was they had not reported to training camp. It's like 11:15 at night. My phone rings. It's a guy with another team. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? Bears are trading Greg Olsen, huh? And I said, I've got no idea what you're talking about. It's like,
that's awesome.
The agent sent out an email. He said they've got permission to shop them. I said, really? He said, yeah, I'll forward it to you. So he sent me the email that Drew Rosenhaus had sent the other 31 teams that Greg Olsen was on the block. I don't think that's going to happen to Cole Kmet. The hunch I get is they probably feel like Ben Johnson and sort of philosophically what he wants to do and scheme-wise what he wants to do is going to really benefit a player that they've invested in, right? And listen, we've seen how the Lions use tight ends and involve them in both the pass and run game, so I don't think there should be any concern about how Cole Kmet will fit into this offense. You're wondering exactly kind of how and how much, but I see him being a part of it.
Okay.
Tidbit for you, Brad. I heard yesterday that that Ben Johnson has been bright his whole life. He got a 36 on the ACT when he was coming out of
high school. Well, I mean, he could get in the room with the if he got in the room with the three of us, Ben Johnson would be the smartest guy in the room.
Especially with the three of us.
Okay. Not arguing that, Brad. Just caught a stray there. That's okay. Didn't expect
we're all catching a stray in that one.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I guess so. It's okay. You can insult us as long as you're insulting yourself with us.
Good stuff, Brad.
Yeah, you're the best, buddy.
Have fun down there.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs, football man of the Chicago Tribune.